Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an introduction into the thoughts and works of the most prominent Sahabi or the companions of Prophet Muhammad and the Shi'ite infallible Imams. I am Ata, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai are two guest speakers for today's discussion. Sheikh Fadai, salamu alaikum.
Salamu alaikum.
And Sheikh Rouhani, salamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today we want to talk about one of the members of the special Sahabi of four Shi'ite infallible Imams, Sulaym ibn Qais Hilali. He's considered to be among the oldest ulama of the Shiites and the Ashab of the four infallible Imams. Also, the book that is attributed to him, the book of Sulaym ibn Qais Hilali, we can say about the Fazail of Ahlul Bayt is really famous. We'll get to this book too. But before that, let's be a little bit familiar with the early life and biography of Sulaym ibn Qais Hilali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sulaym ibn Qais Hilali, as you rightly mentioned, was the companions of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Hassan, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, and Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wassalam. So they were the A'imma alayhi salatu wassalam, whom Sulaym ibn Qais was the companion of them, among the companions of them. And the well-known book, which is attributed to Sulaym ibn Qais, which was actually written by Sulaym ibn Qais, is the book of Sulaym ibn Qais, which is one of the main sources, traditional sources of Islam, particularly the Shayyo, in which the fada'il and the virtues of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wassalam, written by Sulaym ibn Qais, and also the events occurred after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi, and also he was one of the great scholars at the time of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam.
Yes.
So he was born in Kufa, actually 2 years before Hijrah, but mostly he lived in Kufa and Medina and Mecca.
Yes.
He died in the 76 of Anno Hijri year, and of course, as it is mentioned also in the historical sources, that he was also one of the members of Shurtatul Khamis, which was the special kind of guard, or let's say, what we can say, the special kind of force for Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wassalam, who participated in many of the battles like Siffin, like Jamal, like Nahrawan. In all of these battlefields, Sulaym ibn Qais participated and took part and defended Amir al-Mu'minin and the school of Ahlul Bayt against the enemy of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam.
That's right.
But of course, he is very much well known by the narrations and ahadiths and his book, which is one of the main sources for all the traditional sources of the Shayyo. I mean, later all the ulamas who narrated ahadiths and sayings of the Ahlul Bayt and fada'il and virtues of Ahlul Bayt, they mostly narrate from the book of Sulaym ibn Qais Hilali, rahmatullahi alayhi.
Sulaym Sheikh Fadai is considered among the main scribes of the ahadith and the important events of the time. You know, nowadays historians usually refer to, we can say, the historical accounts or the written texts of the time, which is authentic, and Sulaym is very much authentic and referred to about the main events that took place around the lives of the infallible Imams, the kings, the Umayyads, and I think Sulaym is very much authentic in this regard, isn't it?
Yes, Sulaym is one of the ravis and narrators that both the denominations of Shia Sunni, they believe in him and narrate riwayat from him. One of the characteristics of Sulaym ibn Qais was that he used to write everything, mm-hmm. and record everything as much as he could. And he was so careful about that. Sometimes he saw something, so he wrote that. But sometimes he heard something, some event, some news. Yes. When he heard something, in order to make sure that this news is correct, he went to imams, Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and check the news with them, mm-hmm. whether this hadith or this event is correct or right. Because mm-hmm. of that, he is one of the most authentic yes. ravis. So this shows the importance of recording events in our history of Islam and yes. Shia. You know, if we had some more people, figures like Sulaim, maybe it was so easier for us to prove our beliefs. For example, when we talk about Ghadir, when we talk about Ashura, when we talk about other events, one of the problems is that other side claim that this is not documented. This is not as you mentioned. Or for example, they say Ghadir happened, but the commentary and interpretation of that event is not like you say. So what is the problem? The problem is documentation.
Yes.
If we had more figures like Qais, of course, Sulaym ibn Qais is enough in our mm-hmm. belief.
Yes.
Because he narrated and recorded a lot of hadith and events for us. And before I forget, some of our scholars believe that this book is yes. the first book of Shia.
Yes, yes. You mean the book of Sulaym?
Yes, the most authentic one and the mm-hmm. first one. Mm-hmm. Someone who recorded everything he saw and, of course, everything that he heard and checked it with Imam. So this is so important. History is our proof. If we just want to prove everything by philosophy or Quran, it cannot be useful or helpful because our enemy will answer us.
Yes.
But by history, the historian works okay. can help us to That's prove right. our belief.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
But what is the main content of the Book of Sulaym, Sheikh Rouhani?
You know, mostly the content of this book is the virtues of Ahlul Bayt alayhi mm-hmm. salam, and also some of the main historical events. For example, the khutbah or the sermon of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam when Muawiyah entered the city of Kufa. There Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam gave a sermon. This sermon is recorded by Sulaym ibn Qais, for example. Okay. When Abu Dharr, when he was 25 years old in Hajj, Abu Dharr actually gave a speech. He also recorded from that earlier of his life, which was 25 years old. He was only 25 years old. He started recording the khutbah. And also, what is very much significant about Sulaym ibn Qais is this, that we know that in the history of Islam, unfortunately, by some of the caliphs, the narrating ahadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was banned.
Yes.
And you see that at the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, many years later,
yes.
He allowed the people to start narrating ahadith of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well as the Ahlul Bayt. So it was a big gap between what was the real tradition of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what was narrated later by some of the companions.
Yes.
But here we see that the role of the people like Sulaym ibn Qais is so much important. Because even at the time of Umar, Uthman, and the caliphs, he secretly tried to jot down all the events, the main sayings, sermons, what happened in the history of Islam after the demise of the Holy Prophet. That is why I think, as you rightly mentioned, he was not only the first writer or the first author of the Islamic sources, we can say not only for the Shias,
yes.
but as well for the Sunnis. Mm-hmm. Because the main events of Islam happened after the demise of the Holy Prophet are all recorded by Sulaym ibn Qais.
Yes.
And the other point that should be mentioned is that Sulaym ibn Qais, from one side, he participated and took part to the battlefields as a soldier defending the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu mm-hmm. wasalam, but at the same time writing, recording the events, the sermons, the sayings of Amir al-Mu'minin, alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why from the historical perspective, it is really, really significant and how much important figure he was that beside fighting in the battlefield, also recording the events.
That's right.
That's why nowadays we see that most of these details about the main events of the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wassalam, are all narrated and recorded by Sulaym ibn Qais,
right.
rahmatullahi alayhi.
That's all right. Ibn al-Nadim, Mir Hamid Hussein, the writer of Abaghat al-Anwar, Muhammad Baghir Khansari, the writer of Rawzat al-Jannat, and also Muhaddis al-Qumi, all consider Sulaym ibn Qais and his book Vikans as authentic. Of course, there are still some other scholars who believe that some of the ahadith or the narrations that are mentioned in the book of Sulaym might not be that much authentic regarding the chain of narrations or something like that. Okay, Sheikh Fadai, anything missed about Sulaym and his book?
Maybe some people ask that if Sulaym was alive up to the time of Imam Baghir, why didn't he participate in the day of Ashura? Why did he participate in the battlefield? He was one of the companions of Imam. The answer is that he was imprisoned at that time. He was in the prison of Ibn Ziyad, and he wasn't able to do that. So the lesson is, in all the situations, we should do our duty. When he was able to fight with Imam, he did that.
Yes.
When he was not able to fight, for example, in the time of caliphs, as my brother mentioned, he all the time he continued to write down the hadith of Imam.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't let it down. He didn't stop that. At the time that most of the narrators were afraid to narrate hadith, to write it down, because they would lose their life. He didn't stop that. So he was not a coward person not to participate in the battlefield of Karbala. He was in the prison. But the lesson, as I told you, is to do our duty. Sometimes we have some scientific duty, and sometimes we have to be in the battlefield. The kind of duty is not important. Doing our duty, doing the best for Islam is very important. And God willing, we will be some real Shia and Muslim like Sulaym ibn Qais al-Hilali.
That's all right. About his demise, it is mentioned that it was the year 76, according to the Hijra calendar. Sulaym passed away in a city called Nobadjan in Fars. Maybe that was the Persian part of the...
Yes, he had a friend there, and in some of the last years of his life, he lived in Iran.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Because Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi wanted to kill him.
Yes.
That's why he escaped.
Really?
Yeah, he escaped. He exiled. Came to Iran, yeah.
Yeah, he escaped to Persia because of Hajjaj's attack on the Shias on that time. That's all right. This was the life account of Sulaym ibn Qais al-Hilali, one of the most outstanding Sahabi of the four, and some people say five Shiite infallible imams, the writer of the book, Sulaym ibn Qais al-Hilali, about the virtues of the infallible imams. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. We again express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his faithful companions. Fi amanillah.
A teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say? of it.